美语三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目电视节目单元的高级课程。
Will and Jane are on a date and talking about what kind of TV shows they like to watch. And it so happens that Will loves TV crime dramas.
Crime drama 就是侦破片。Professor, 我听说最近几年 crime drama 已经是美国最受欢迎的电视剧了呢。这是为什么呢？
Let's see what Will and Jane have to say about it.
So, Will, you really like crime dramas, huh? Why are you so into them?
I really want to become a lawyer one day, so I think watching shows like Law and Order is pretty good preparation for my future career.
Oh, come on. That show is so boring. Each show has the same plot. The police arrest someone for a crime, and then he goes to trial.
No way. It's totally interesting the way it shows how the American justice system works. If it were so boring, why would there be so many spin-offs?
Well...That's one thing we can agree on. There are definitely a lot of cookie-cutter spin-offs.
Law and Order, 法律与秩序，这讲的是警察侦破罪案、法庭审案的故事。Will 喜欢看这个片子，因为他可以从中学到关于美国司法系统的一些知识呢。
That's right. Will likes it, but what does Jane think about the show?
Jane 觉得这片子没意思。不过 Will 说，如果这片子不吸引人，就不会有那么多 spin-offs， 仿照他所拍的同类型的电视剧啦。
Exactly. You know, you can call other things spin-offs too. For example, the new Italian restaurant was so popular that there were soon three other spin-offs.
Jane 还用到了 cookie cutter 这个词。Cookie cutter 就是做饼干的时候切面的模子。Professor， 在这里。Cookie cutter 是不是指千篇一律的东西呢
？Yes. For example, I could say that I never believe my students when they give me cookie cutter excuses for why they didn't do their homework, like saying that their dog ate it.
Well, what are some of the other crime dramas you like?
Do you know the show Crime Scene Investigation? We usually call it CSI. It's about a team of police investigators solving crimes in Las Vegas.
Sure, I've heard of CSI. What other shows do you like?
Oh, there are lots of other great crime dramas. There is also CSI New York and CSI Miami.
Will, can't you see that those are all the same show? They just happen in different cities.
No way, they're all totally different. And besides, they all get really good ratings and rave reviews.
CSI, 犯罪现场调查。也是一个非常红的电视剧呢。后来的 CSI New York 还有 CSI Miami 就是最初那版 CSI 的 spin-offs。
That's right. But what does Will say?
他说啊，这些电视剧都得到了 good ratings 高收视率，还有 rave reviews 非常好的评论。
That's right, Winnie. The word rave is often used as a verb, meaning to praise something highly.
Rave 通常是动词，意思是极力赞扬。哎，您能举个例子吗
？Well, I decided to take my next vacation in Greece. After my sister came back from her visit there, raving about how great it was.
You know, all this talk reminds me that CSI Miami is coming on pretty soon. Do you mind if I cut our date short so I can get home and watch it?
You want to end our date early just so you can go home and watch TV?Was the last episode a real cliffhanger and you have to see tonight's episode?
Yeah, I can't wait to get home so I can see the sequel.
Well, I hope you enjoy it, Will, because there will definitely not be a sequel to this date.
Will 居然要提前结束约会，赶回家看今晚播出的 CSI Miami. 哈，我看这只是个借口吧。哎，不过 Professor, Jane 提到一个词 cliffhanger, 这是什么意思呢？
A cliffhanger is a chapter of a book or an episode of a TV show that ends without resolving the plot.
Oh, 我明白了。Cliffhanger 是由两个部分组成。Cliff, 悬崖。Hanger, 悬挂物。所以呢 ,cliffhanger 就好比是有人在悬崖边命悬一线。这指的呢就是在书里还有电视里那种有悬念让人紧张的情节。这次的美语三级跳节目就播送到这里，下次再见。
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Moore. Welcome to Functioning in Business.
听众朋友们好，我是杨晨，欢迎收听商务通英语。
Functioning in Business is an intermediate level business English course with a focus on American business practices and culture.
商务通英语是中等程度的商务英语课程，课程题材以美国的商务实践和文化为主，通过电台播音室里的采访和绘画讲授美国英语。
Today's unit is At the Restaurant, Part 3. This program focuses on conceding a point.
今天这一课的题目是在餐馆第三部分。这一课重点学习怎样表示承认对方所说的某一点有道理。
Interview
电话访谈。在这次访谈中， Blake 先生谈到他和 Graham 女士在午餐时会谈的经过。 Graham 女士担心售后服务和零件供应的问题。下面是本课对话中要用的几个词句。
A warehouse
仓库。
A warehouse. Spare parts.
零件，配件。
Spare parts. She expressed concerns about after-sales service and support.
她对售后服务和技术支持表示担心。
She was worried that we didn't have any warehouses in the United States.
她担心我们在美国没有自己的仓库。
On today's program, I'll be talking with Charles Blake. Hello, Charles.
Hello.
In your business lunch with Ms. Graham, she expressed concerns about after-sales service and support.
That's right. And she was worried that we didn't have any warehouses in the United States.
Warehouses?
Yes, warehouses to provide spare parts for our industrial robots. You see, Ms. Graham already had a good working relationship with an American company.
You mean United Industries, right?
That's right. And United Industries had warehouses in California. So she was nervous about doing business with a new company.
Especially with a company based outside the United States.
Exactly.
Well, let's listen to more of your conversation at the restaurant.
Good idea.
Hello, Charles.
Hello.
In your business lunch with Ms. Graham, she expressed concerns about after-sales service and support.
That's right. And she was worried that we didn't have any warehouses in the United States.
Warehouses?
Yes, warehouses to provide spare parts for our industrial robots. You see, Ms. Graham already had a good working relationship with an American company.
You mean United Industries, right?
That's right. And United Industries had warehouses in California.So she was nervous about doing business with a new company.
Especially with a company based outside the United States.
Exactly.
Well, let's listen to more of your conversation at the restaurant.
Good idea.
Dialogue.
对话录音。
This conversation takes place at a restaurant in San Mateo, California.
接下来我们就来听 Graham 女士和 Blake 先生的这次谈话。 Blake 先生提出把零件直接运给 Graham 女士的工厂。这次对话是在加州圣马特奥市一家餐馆进行的。对话中用了这样一些词句。
To warehouse
存放储藏
To warehouse Your company has no facilities nearby.Not even a warehouse for spare parts.
你们公司在附近没有任何设施，连存放零件的仓库都没有。Facilities, 设施。
We can send you spare parts ahead of time.
我们可以提前把零件运给你们。
We don't want to warehouse spare parts here.
我们不想在这里储存零件。
It's just asking for trouble.
这等于是自找麻烦。
As Mr. Epstein has told you, we have a good relationship with United Industries, and we know we can depend on them. On the other hand, your company has no facilities nearby, not even a warehouse for spare parts. That makes me very nervous.
I understand. As I told Mike, I'm sure we can work out a satisfactory arrangement. For example, we can send you spare parts ahead of time.
I appreciate that, Mr. Blake, but we don't want to warehouse spare parts here. It's just asking for trouble, and it also adds to our cost.
Yes, I see your point.
Oh, here's our food. Why don't we take a break for a moment?
As Mr. Epstein has told you, we have a good relationship with United Industries, and we know we can depend on them. On the other hand, your company has no facilities nearby, not even a warehouse for spare parts. That makes me very nervous.
I understand. As I told Mike, I'm sure we can work out a satisfactory arrangement. For example, we can send you spare parts ahead of time.
I appreciate that, Mr. Blake, but we don't want to warehouse spare parts here. It's just asking for trouble, and it also adds to our cost.
Yes, I see your point.
Oh, here's our food. Why don't we take a break for a moment?
Listen and repeat.
听说练习，请大家听一句，跟着说一句。
As Mr. Epstein has told you, as Mr. Epstein has told you, we have a good relationship with United Industries. On the other hand, your company has no facilities nearby.As I told Mike, I'm sure we can work out a satisfactory arrangement. I appreciate that, but we don't want to warehouse spare parts here.
Interview.
接下来我们继续采访 Blake 先生。
I see that Ms. Graham raised the issue of spare parts.
Well, that's right. Providing spare parts is an important part of after-sales service.
And she was concerned that your company didn't have local warehouses for spare parts.
That's true. But I proposed that we send her additional spare parts. That way they could have spare parts on hand whenever they needed them.
I see. Well, thank you for being with us again today.
It's been my pleasure.
We'll be back with Culture Tips after a short break.
That way they could have spare parts on hand whenever they needed them.
这句话的意思是，这样他们手头就随时有备用件了。我们再听听对话。
I see that Ms. Graham raised the issue of spare parts.
That's right. Providing spare parts is an important part of after-sales service.
And she was concerned that your company didn't have local warehouses for spare parts.
That's true. But I proposed that we send her additional spare parts. That way they could have spare parts on hand whenever they needed them.
I see. Well, thank you for being with us again today.
It's been my pleasure.
We'll be back with Culture Tips after a short break.
Questions.
问答练习。
Listen to the question.
请大家根据前面的对话回答问题。第一个问题。
Does International Robotics have a nearby warehouse for spare parts?
Now, listen to the dialogue.
我们再听一遍前面的有关对话。然后在铃响后说出你的答案。
As Mr. Epstein has told you, we have a good relationship with United Industries, and we know we can depend on them. On the other hand, your company has no facilities nearby, not even a warehouse for spare parts. That makes me very nervous.
Does International Robotics have a nearby warehouse for spare parts? Mr. Blake's company has no facilities nearby, not even a warehouse for spare parts.
Listen to the question.
第二个问题。
Why doesn't Ms. Graham want to keep spare parts in her warehouse?
Now, listen to the dialogue.
我们再听一遍前面的有关对话。铃响以后，请大家说出答案。
As I told Mike, I'm sure we can work out a satisfactory arrangement. For example, we can send you spare parts ahead of time.
I appreciate that, Mr. Blake, but we don't want to warehouse spare parts here. It's just asking for trouble. And it also adds to our cost.
Why doesn't Ms. Graham want to keep spare parts in her warehouse? She thinks it would cause trouble and add to her costs.
Culture tips.
文化点滴。今天我们讨论在谈判开始时应该做些什么。我们先来熟悉一些词句。
Common ground.
共同点，共同利益。
Common ground. Common ground is an interest which you both share.
共同利益就是双方有共同追求的目标。
Being honest will allow you to build long-term relationships.
诚实能够让你和对方建立长期的关系。
Welcome once again to Culture Tips with Gary Angleton. Gary, our email question today is about beginning a negotiation. Our question is, sometimes I have trouble starting negotiations with Americans. What should I do?
Well, the first important thing to do is to focus on common ground.
Common ground?
Yes, common ground is an interest which you both share. For example, you may want to buy a high-quality piece of equipment from Company X. You want to buy it, they want to sell it. That's common ground.
That is a good way to start.
The second thing is to be very honest about any problems you see. For example, you may want to buy their product, but it may be too expensive. First, you can say that they have an excellent product, and then state your problem about the price. For example, you can say, "There's no doubt that your product is excellent. However, the price is too high for us." After you have stated your position clearly, you have to encourage the other side to state their position clearly, too. Probably the best advice I can give you is to be honest at all times. Being honest will allow you to build long-term relationships. These relationships will help you in future negotiations.
Thanks for the excellent advice, Gary.
My pleasure.
In 商业谈判中，首先寻找和对方的共同点，这是一个良好的开端。然后是要诚实地把问题摆出来。例如，先告诉对方他们的产品非常好，你很想买他们的产品，接着表示你对他们的价格不满意。Gary 最后的忠告就是要诚实，自始至终都要诚实，这是最好的策略。好，我们再听一遍今天的文化点滴。
Our question is, sometimes I have trouble starting negotiations with Americans. What should I do?
Well, the first important thing to do is to focus on common ground.
Common ground?
Yes, common ground is an interest which you both share. For example, you may want to buy a high-quality piece of equipment from Company X. You want to buy it, they want to sell it. That's common ground.
That is a good way to start.
The second thing is to be very honest about any problems you see. For example, you may want to buy their product, but it may be too expensive. First, you can say that they have an excellent product, and then state your problem about the price. For example, you can say, There's no doubt that your product is excellent. However, the price is too high for us. After you have stated your position clearly, you have to encourage the other side to state their position clearly too. Probably the best advice I can give you is to be honest at all times. Being honest will allow you to build long-term relationships. These relationships will help you in future negotiations.
Thanks for the excellent advice, Gary.
My pleasure.
True or false?
是非题.
Listen, is this statement true or false?
下面这句话是正确还是错误?
In negotiations, you should focus on interests that you share. True. If you can't find any common ground, there is nothing to negotiate. You shouldn't tell the other side about problems you see. False. You should be very honest about problems. That way, you have a chance to solve the problems. Building long-term relationships is an important part of most negotiations. True. Long-term relationships are important to success in business.
Business dialogue.
商务对话. Jennifer向说服她的上司Joe给办公室买新电脑。对话里使用了这样几个词句。
A complaint.
抱怨,有意见.
A complaint. We're falling behind in our work.
我们工作跟不上.
I want to assure you that I understand what you have said.
请放心,我理解你说的话。
Let's listen to today's business dialogue. Jennifer is trying to convince her boss, Joe, to buy new computers for the office.
The computers we have now are 3 years old. They're so slow that we can't get any work done.
Jennifer, of course I understand your concerns, but...
Joe, they're more than concerns. These are big complaints. We can't get our work done because the computers are so slow.
Jennifer, there's no doubt in my mind that you are right, but we just don't have the money for new computers.
Joe, if we don't get some new computers soon, we'll lose business.
You have a good point, Jennifer, but...
Joe, we're falling behind in our work, and our customers are not receiving their orders on time.
That is very serious. I want to assure you that I understand what you have said.
But what are you going to do about it?
Okay, I'll talk to the boss one more time.
Thanks, Joe. I knew you'd understand.
Jennifer,
there's no doubt in my mind that you are right, but we just don't have the money for new computers.
我们再听听他们的对话。
The computers we have now are 3 years old. They're so slow that we can't get any work done.
Jennifer, of course I understand your concerns, but...
Joe, they're more than concerns. These are big complaints. We can't get our work done because the computers are so slow.
Jennifer, there's no doubt in my mind that you are right, but we just don't have the money for new computers.
Joe, if we don't get some new computers soon, we'll lose business.
You have a good point, Jennifer, but...
Joe, we're falling behind in our work, and our customers are not receiving their orders on time.
That is very serious. I want to assure you that I understand what you have said.
But what are you going to do about it?
Okay, I'll talk to the boss one more time.
Thanks, Joe. I knew you'd understand.
Focus on functions. Conceding a point.
语言功能. 下面我们练习 用什么言辞来承认对方说的某一点有道理?
Now let's focus on conceding a point.
Listen and repeat.
请大家跟着老师说。
Of course I understand your concerns, but... Of course, I understand your concerns, but... There's no doubt in my mind that you are right, but... There's no doubt in my mind that you are right, but... You have a good point, but... You have a good point, but... I want to assure you that I understand what you have said.
Gary's tips.
Gary 提示。我们先熟悉一下 Gary 说的两句话。
Even though Joe is conceding a point, he follows each concession with the word but.
Joe 尽管承认对方说的某一点有道理，但是他紧接着又说，但是。
He lets Jennifer know that he understands her position, even if he can do nothing about it.
他对 Jennifer 说，他理解他的立场，尽管他解决不了这个问题。
Now it's time for Gary's Tips with Gary Angleton.
Hello, Elizabeth. Today I'll be talking about conceding a point as part of a negotiation. When you are in a negotiation, you want to establish common ground. Often, this means conceding some parts of the other side's position. In today's business dialogue, Joe recognizes that many of Jennifer's points are correct.Uses is, I understand your concerns.
The computers we have now are 3 years old. They're so slow that we can't get any work done.
Jennifer, of course I understand your concerns, but...
Joe also uses other expressions to make concessions. For example, you have a good point. Let's listen again.
Jennifer, there's no doubt in my mind that you are right, but we just don't have the money for new computers.
Joe, if we don't get some new computers soon, we'll lose business.
You have a good point, Jennifer, but...
Joe, we're falling behind in our work, and our customers are not receiving their orders on time.
Even though Joe is conceding a point, he follows each concession with the word but. He lets Jennifer know that he understands her position, even if he can do nothing about it.Focusing on understanding is a good strategy in negotiations. He says,
I want to assure you that I understand what you have said.
In Mr. Blake's conversation with Ms. Graham, Mr. Blake also shows that he understands Ms. Graham's position. First, he uses the expression, I understand, when Ms. Graham says she is nervous.
That makes me very nervous.
I understand.
Then he uses the expression, I see your point.
It's just asking for trouble, and it also adds to our cost.
Yes, I see your point.
Mr. Blake builds trust by showing that he understands Ms. Graham's concerns. And a sense of trust is essential to any negotiation. I hope today's tips were helpful. Thanks for joining us today for Gary's Tips.
Thanks, Gary.
今天我们重点学习了怎样表示承认对方所说的某一点有道理。我们学习了这样一些表达方式。
Of course I understand your concerns, but...
You have a good point. I understand. I see your point.
Well, our time is up. Tune in again next time for Functioning in Business. See you then.
今天的商务通英语就播讲到这里。谢谢各位收听，我们下次再见。
For further study, a Functioning in Business study kit is available from your local bookstore.
为了帮助学习，商务通英语备有课本和录音带，整套辅导学习材料。